Here's your closing bell brief for Wednesday, January 19th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. The Nasdaq falls into correction territory. The tech-heavy index closed down 166 points, or close to 1.2%, and is now down more than 10% from its high in November. A decline of 10% or more is considered a correction. The Dow Jones Industrial Average also closed lower, down 339 points, or nearly 1%, to close at 35,028. And the S&P 500 was down 44 points, or about 1%. All three indexes gave up early gains mid-session and turned sharply lower in the last hour of trading, as investors step up their bets that the Federal Reserve will tighten monetary policy in the coming months. Among the day's losers, NVIDIA fell 3.2%, and Advanced Micro Devices finished down 2.8%. It was a better day for several big banks. Morgan Stanley's shares gained 1.8%, and Bank of America added 0.4% on strong fourth-quarter profits. Meanwhile, Procter & Gamble shares were up 3.4%. The consumer goods giant said that customers were undeterred by higher prices, leading to higher revenue. And oil prices rose again today, a day after touching a seven-year high. Brent crude futures rose 1.1% to $88.44 a barrel, the highest level since October 2014. The recent rally has been driven in part by the potential for supply disruptions in Russia and the Middle East. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker, or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.